Siman Shin Tes Vav Sif Gimel. The Mechaber discusses how to set up a bed on Shabbos. In the olden days, the beds, instead of having four legs in the four corners like we have nowadays, they had boards on the side. The way it seems in this case, Shulchan Aruch, there are boards on two sides, and that's what supported the bed. Then there was the board that went across, similar to the mats we have nowadays, and that's what you lay on. So when you set up the two sideboards, and afterwards the bed on top, so it was akin to setting up an oil. You have the two mechitzas, and then on top you have the oil. And it's a problem of setting up oil around Shabbos. And therefore the Mechaber says you should first put across the mattress, the board that goes on top. I guess have people holding at both ends. And then set up the two sideboards on the two sides of it in order to hold it up. And because you're doing it with the shinoi, you're doing it malmal lamata, you're doing the top part and then the bottom part afterwards, which is not the typical way, then there won't be a problem. It's only a problem if you set up the bottom, the mechitz, and then the top. In fact, Mr. Brewer says if the sideboard's already there, and then you just come on Shabbos, and you put the mattress across on top, that's bechlal not a problem. It's only a problem if you, on Shabbos, set up first two sideboards, and then the top going across on top. There are exceptions, Mishnah Berurah says, we'll get to later on, Sifi Gimel, by a very wide bed. But standard, this is the psak, that you put the board across on top first, and then the sideboards afterwards, since you do the shinui, so then it will be fine. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains that this is because a bed is not something that's primarily used as an oil for underneath. It's primarily used to sleep on top. But used a little bit underneath. People kept their shoes under the bed. To this day, nowadays, also people keep their shoes or slippers under the bed. So it's a little bit like oil. So, since a little bit like oil, but not totally like oil, so it's only usher if you set up the mechitzas and then the gag, the sideboards, and then the top, in that order on Shabbos. But if the sideboards are there from before Shabbos, or if you do it out of order, then it's fine. As opposed to if you put out a sheet or a mat as a real oil to protect yourself from the sun or from the rain, or to be able to mishdamish, do things underneath, then it's also just the gag without the mechitzas, like we had previously in Siv Beis. The Mishnah brings among the Avram, discusses closing up a chimney. Someone wants to stuff up a chimney. So he says there might be a problem, because since the chimney has own mechitzas on the four sides going all the way up, and now you're going to put on top the covering, so that's like making a new oil on Shabbos. You know, you could extend a gag, extend an oil on Shabbos like we've had in other places. Here, the four walls of the chimney go up to the top, and at the top, all you have is the place of the chimney. And if you close that up, it's not adding on to oil. For that top of the chimney, it's the whole gag, it's the whole roof, it's the whole oil. Mishnah Berurah says if there's a hole on the side of the wall for smoke to escape, that you can stuff it up. Because there, it's just to service mechitza, adding on to the wall of the house. But here, for the top, this part that has the chimney, this is the whole top, this is the whole gag, and therefore, it'll be a problem. If you have a cover that's normal to take on and off from the chimney, that's like a dallas, it's like a door, that's normal to take it on and off. Now, another thing Mr. Berurah brings from Achrenim, and this concern about closing up the chimney on Shabbos, it's probably making a gag, making oil, is only if it's three tefachim by three tefachim, that hole on top of the chimney. But if it's less than that, we say love it, it's considered because it's already closed up before Shabbos, the concept we've had before. There are those who do not hold up the svar, but the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says you can be samech with it. Mishnah Berurah also says to be careful if there's coals that are still fiery in the furnace and you close up the chimney, could be that itself would cause kivui, cause the coals to go out, and there'll be a malacha of mechaber. Now, another point Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah, that which we have the concern about the sideboards and afterwards the top of the bed, that's only if the sideboards go down to the ground, or at least within three tefachim of the ground that we say love it. But if they end more than three tefachim of the ground, there's a gap more than three tefachim, then they're not considered real mechitzas, and then it's not a problem of mechitzas with the gag on top, because it's not considered proper mechitzas. Mishnah Berurah also brings a shaila if we're discussing that there's four boards, or if there's only two boards, and like we said, the pashta seems to be, Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about a case where there's two boards, and that's why there's a place to slip in your shoes, or slippers underneath. The Mechaber points out this whole discussion is only when they had these boards to support the bed. But like the beds that we have nowadays that just have four legs with the four corners, there's no sideboards at all, so then there's no problem of opening up such a bed on Shabbos, because just the gag itself is not a problem, since it's not something that's primary use is a gag for neath, rather it's primary use to sleep on top. Same with opening up a folding table, Shulchan Aruch says, is mutter on Shabbos, because it doesn't have sideboards, it just has the four legs by the four corners. There's another svar by the shulchan, by the table, I put to open up, and that's because it's not the derech to mishtamish under the shulchan. The bed, they'll keep the shoes there, keep the slippers there, that's what's a problem. As opposed to by a table, there's an additional svar that's not derech to mishtamish underneath. Even then, if a mamish have four walls on all four sides, four sideboards, then even if not mishtamish underneath, there are those who are a machmir, that's already a machlekes. If you're only having two sideboards, less than four, so then, it's only a problem if you mishtamish underneath, and the solution is do the shinai, and putting the top, and then putting the sideboards down afterwards.